Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, December 13th, 2013. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wentzel with Raven News. Governor Sean Parnell's proposed capital budget has no money for Southeast Alaska hydro projects, but it has funding for ferry terminals and a road north out of Juneau. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The spending plan for the next budget year includes $10 million toward the massive Susitna-Watonna Dam north of Anchorage, but it includes nothing for Sitka's Blue Lake, Ketchikan-Swan Lake, or any other panhandle hydro project. Parnell says his budget isn't the end of the line.
We have contributed tens of millions of dollars to hydro projects, actually more than that, hundreds of millions at this point in recent years, and I remain open to that discussion through the session.
He says he's already met with Sitka Senator Bert Stedman about what might be added. Stedman could not be reached for immediate comment. Parnell released his capital budget during a speech and press conference in Anchorage. It totals about $1.7 billion, much of it federal funds. The biggest Southeast appropriation is for Juneau Access, a highway and ferry project connecting the capital city to the mainland road system. Karen Rehfeld, Parnell's budget director, says the $35 million will go towards the road's first phase.
This funding will provide match and federal authorization to continue the progress on the road going up and around, potentially up to the mine.
That's the Kensington Gold Mine, north of Juneau and south of Haines. The budget also funds a number of Alaska Marine Highway System projects. There's $20 million to modify the Haines Terminal so it can handle the new Alaska-class ferries. Smaller amounts go toward terminal improvements in Angoon and Cake. The budget also includes $500,000 for the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, which links Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan. The independent line counts on government grants to balance its budget. Rehfeld says the administration made a conscious move to not put the money in the state operating budget.
That way, we're not signaling that it's going to be an annual operating expense, but frankly, you know, it's important to the state, it's important to the residents of Prince Wales Island and Ketchikan that they receive service.
The administration tried funding the same grant last year, but legislators removed it. The budget has no new funding for the Alaska-class ferries. Officials say they already have enough money for construction. There's also no money to build a new mainline vessel to serve Homer, Kodiak, and Points West, but Rehfeld says the first step is already taken care of.
It's in this year's budget. There was $10 million that was included in FY14, so they're utilizing funding for design of a Testamina replacement vessel.
Parnell's capital budget also has $15 million towards completion of the State Library Archives and Museum project, which is under construction in Juneau. Other large projects include road and highway work for Ketchikan, Prince of Wales Island, and Juneau. The only Southeast school funding is for maintenance of the state-run Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. The capital budget now goes to the legislature, which resumes meeting in January. Projects are usually added there, but with oil revenues down, the governor says it's going to be a lean year. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.
Governor Parnell's capital budget will send several million dollars to Sitka, but the lion's share of district funding will be for transportation projects in Haines and Prince of Wales Island. The budget is preliminary and subject to change by the legislature, but as things stand, Sitka will see $790,000 for water and sewer improvements on Monastery and Baranoff Streets, $570,000 for the same on Hollywood Way and Archangel Street, and $667,000 for water and sewer improvements on Jeff Davis Street. There's also $100,000 for deferred maintenance to the city-state building downtown and $1.7 million for deferred maintenance at Mount Edgecombe High School. The largest item in the governor's budget for Sitka is $2.7 million for a new transient float in Thompson Harbor. Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins believes these are all good uses of state funding.
I'm really pleased that there's common sense investments in basic infrastructure for Sitka.
Price Tompkins is also happy to see money going to improve the ferry terminals in Angoon and Cake so passengers won't have to wait in the rain to board ships. Those projects are $1.8 and $3 million, respectively. Haines is also in Christ Tompkins District. That city will see $20 million in modifications to its ferry terminal to accommodate the new Alaska-class ferries when those ships are built. Another big-ticket item is on Prince of Wales Island, $10 million to resurface the Heideberg Road. Christ Tompkins says this money is long overdue.
That thing is so crated, you'd think it came out of a war zone. So it's hugely welcome news to anybody who lives on Prince of Wales Island.
Again, the governor's budget is not final until it's adopted by the legislature, and that could take months of wrangling. The session opens in January. Despite the healthy chunk of money for Sitka infrastructure projects in the governor's budget, local officials did not get the money they were hoping for most. City Hall had its fingers crossed for $18.5 million to finish off the Blue Lake Hydro project. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Governor Parnell dropped by Sitka in early October. He met with Mayor Mim McConnell and Interim Administrator Jay Sweeney during his visit. The subject of their conversation was the ask. Sitka's request for $18.5 million to complete the Blue Lake Hydro expansion. Parnell was noncommittal at the time. When he unveiled his 2015 capital budget on Thursday, Sitka got its answer.
I was hoping for better news.
That's Mayor McConnell. The question now for Sitka is not whether it will have to go to the bank to finish the Blue Lake project, but which bank to go to. The most discussed option is bonding the rest of the money. Recently, however, the city's lobbyist, Larry Markley, floated the idea of borrowing from the Alaska Energy Authority. The AEA has a little utilized pool of money called the Power Project Loan Fund. The interest rate is variable and could be as low as zero. McConnell says this might be an attractive option for Sitka.
If we could get a better interest rate through that Power Project Loan Fund, then through the bond market, then that's probably what we would do, try and get the best deal that we can for the community.
The Municipal Bond Bank has already granted Sitka the authority to bond over $80 million for the Blue Lake project, and the city has already used $62 million of that. The Assembly was really hoping to avoid bonding the remaining $18 million, if at all possible, hence the ask to Governor Parnell. There's still one other possibility. Senator Bert Stedman and Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins might be able to include the funding when the legislature gets a hold of the budget when the session starts in January.
Optimistic would not be the word.
Jonathan Christ Tompkins says he's not surprised that the governor is pledging to make deep spending cuts. The state revenue forecast is down $2 billion. The governor's office has attributed the decline to a decrease in oil prices and a decrease in the amount of oil flowing through the pipeline. Christ Tompkins believes it's his worst fears about the governor's tax breaks for the oil companies coming to pass.
A 3% decrease in price and a 5% decrease in throughput, or vice versa, doesn't amount to $2 billion. You can do the math. It doesn't come remotely close. So the problem is our current tax regime doesn't take in the kind of money our old one did, especially when prices are high, and right now prices are very high.
Senator Stedman could not be reached in time to comment on this story. The most realistic route to legislative support is likely through him, but like Representative Christ Tompkins, Stedman also opposed key elements of the governor's oil tax plan. Mayor McConnell is braced for Sitka to go it alone.
We've been ready for the worst-case scenario, so We're ready.
Timing could be a factor in whether Sitka chooses to issue a fourth bond for the remaining $18.5 million, wait for legislative support, or borrow from the Alaska Energy Authority, which would still require legislative approval. The money will be needed beginning in September 2014. With rising interest rates, city officials may be reluctant to roll dice on a better deal in the legislature. The Blue Lake Hydro Expansion Project is the most expensive in Sitka's history. Total cost for the project, including new backup diesel generation, is $157 million. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
And next year's king salmon return to the Stikine River should be better than last year, but it's still too small for a commercial fishery in early May. That's according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, which just put out its preseason forecast for the river, which runs through British Columbia and Alaska near Wrangell and Petersburg. The department estimates 26,000 large kings will return to the Stikine in 2014. Assistant Area Management Biologist Tom Kowalski says that's close to the threshold for having a fishery.
The problem is that the confidence in this forecast is it's not at its highest value, and there'll be some in-season information that can help us with this forecast in the spring, which we will adjust to.
The department's preseason forecast model has overestimated the size of the Stikine run for the past 7 years. Over the past 5 years, that error has averaged about 45%. So the department started reducing its estimates last year, according to Kowalski.
Last year, we decided to adjust our preseason forecast by 30% and see if that adjustment would come closer to what the actual run would be. And in fact, last year's run ended up being pretty close to the forecast with that reduction. So we decided to do the same thing this year with the actual forecast, which was about 37,700 fish.
A 31% reduction dropped that to 26,000 fish for 2014. That's still about 4,000 fish more than last year. So Kowalski is optimistic for the future.
I'm excited that that this looks better this year than it did last year by a lot, and so I'm hoping that it continues on that positive direction.
The department will monitor the returns to the river and produce an in-season estimate in late May. If the run looks a lot bigger than expected, there could be a fishery. Trollers and gill netters were last allowed to target Stikine kings in 2012. However, the fishery was closed due to low catches. Prior to that, it was last opened in 2008. And that's all for Raven News for this morning. It's 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. We're going to go to National Public Radio. And then at 8:18, I'll have a local interview with Brett and David Wilcox for Run Across America. Stay tuned.